With state lawmakers scrambling for revenue to fix Michigan's roads and bridges, and with talk of possibly raising the gas tax, State Senator Tom Casperson tells WILS's Michael Cohen that not every dime goes toward fixing the roads.
We have 19 cents a gallon on the gas right now that goes to the roads. The 6% sales tax, if you're looking at $4 a gallon, that's 24 cents a gallon in a tax. That is more than actually we have on the road tax, and every dime of that goes somewhere else.
Jack McHugh is the Mackinac Center for Public Policy Senior Legislative Analyst. He's also editor of MichiganVotes.org. Jack, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Great, thanks.
What is MichiganVotes.org?
MichiganVotes.org is a free website that anyone can go to and look up all the votes by their legislator or any other legislator. You can search them and sort them by category or keywords, and there's a concise, plain English description of each, so you can actually make heads or tails out of what the heck they were actually voting on.
Jack, I recently read a piece that you read, and one of the first sentences in the story was, Michigan could potentially have the nation's highest gas tax if Governor Rick Snyder's proposal to replace the state motor fuel tax with a higher wholesale tax becomes law. Tell us about this story.
Well, the governor wants more money for Michigan roads. And, you know, who wouldn't want more money going into road repairs and bridges and all the rest? And he has come up with a proposal that would kick us from paying 57.8 cents per gallon in all taxes right now. That's federal sales tax, state motor fuel tax, up to 66 cents right away, which would make us the fourth highest in the nation. But because it's a wholesale percentage on the price of the wholesale, if we got a sustained increase in gas prices, that would go up, and it wouldn't have to go up very much for Michigan to be number one. Another one of those number one categories that we don't really want to be. And Tony, the problem with this is, you know, gas tax is the tax that I personally mind the least, because the money goes for, you know, you can see where it goes into roads and bridges and all that good stuff that we like. The problem in Michigan is that too much of the tax that Michigan charges on fuel isn't gas tax, it's sales tax, and none of that goes for roads. Michigan's one of only eight states in the country that charges sales tax. So it's not that we're not taxing too much, it's that we're taking too much of the money we do tax and not using it the way people expect their fuel taxes to be used. None of that sales tax, $700 million a year that people in this state pay in taxes on gasoline, don't go to roads. So, you know, right there, we could pick up $700 million for the roads if we corrected that abuse.
Where does that money go?
Well, most of it goes to schools. And as, you know, as the Mackinac Center and our Capital Confidential has been documenting in the last couple of years, of course, everyone's in favor of more education funding, but there is tremendous, it's hard to call it anything other than payroll padding in the schools, where you've got benefits that, you know, are exceeding private sector averages by it's more than $2 billion a year statewide for school employees. So, you know, the argument that, well, we can't take a dollar out of schools is hard to sustain anymore. But again, people, when they pay taxes on motor fuel, they think it's going to roads, and it's not. And that's just one of the ways that Michigan kind of skims off the top of the motor fuel or the taxes we pay on fuel. We also pay 7/8 of a cent per gallon that was supposed to go for underground fuel tank cleanups. But a few years ago, when they were one of these perennial year-end budget deficit battles, the legislature did a big fund raid on that, and that money now just goes to pay for general spending in the Department of Environmental Quality, allowing them to spend the other tax money the money that would have paid for that on other stuff. And then one other abuse that's going on is we have a prevailing wage law that adds on all government projects that requires above market wages to be paid on the projects. And that's on all government construction projects statewide. That's estimated around $200 million a year. At least half of that is roads. So there's a lot of money floating around that could be getting used to fix Michigan roads without raising taxes that isn't being used that way. And so before that, our position is, before we start talking about raising taxes, digging deeper into people's pockets, we need to take the money that is being already taken from motorists and use it the way people think it already is and the way they think it should be.
All right. Jack, in, I guess, defense of the educators, you mentioned the insurance benefits that they receive, I guess, are better than what we see in the private sector. But we have seen in the recent past where teachers are now paying more for their insurance and their deductible. So that's coming down, right?
In the last year, absolutely. Some pretty good legislation was passed and became law in the last year that is starting to, bring these benefits into balance. But they are still out of whack, and it'll be a while before that is totally remedied. The other issue is, in 1997, the state started, every new state hire since then goes into a 401k. But in schools, they're all still going into, all new employees are still going into an old-fashioned defined benefit pension, which is racking up huge expenses. 25 cents out of every dollar in school payroll now goes to support that pension system. So there are spending abuses in the schools that I know we're talking about gas taxes, but again, that's where the sales tax money that's charged on gasoline is going. And as you say, as the response is, well, you want to take that from the schools? They can't afford it. And my response is, well, actually, they could. That's another area that needs reform and has gotten some recently, but it still needs more.
All right, Jack, before we let you go, do you think the governor's plan is going to move forward, or will there be changes for the gas tax?
Yeah, there'll certainly be changes. I have a hard time picturing the current House of Representatives voting for a huge fuel tax increase in an election year. If the governor worked it hard and built a case with the public, that could happen. I don't think that case has been made with the public. I think there's a lot of groundwork that needs to be done. And part of that groundwork is to correct some of these abuses that are using the money for ways that people don't know. Most people think, well, my gas tax is going to roads, and almost half of it isn't. So that's a problem.
Jack McHugh is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. He's their senior legislative analyst and the editor of MichiganVotes.org. Jack, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony. It's great to be able to talk to you this morning.
8:46, 22 degrees. When we come back, we're going to talk with Vince Dragonetti from the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Is the Ingham County Road Commission dead man walking? We'll find out next on 1320 WILS.